good morning. It's just about afternoon, but I'll still say good morning. It's kind of churchy in here now. I got a little sweat going. Got my handkerchief. I'm ready to do a little church, but they won't let me do that. But I tell you, an awesome thing is standing here looking at our nation's flag and our state flag blowing out the window. You don't see it, but I do, and I was watching the whole time they were singing and everything and thinking, what a great place we live. And yeah, you watch the news, we got a few problems. I don't know of a country in this world that doesn't. But I think we have fewer than everyone else. I still think it's the best place in the world. Even with all of our difference and all of our problems. And right now, we're going to, on this National Day of Prayer, we're going to, for a few minutes, let go of our problems and our differences. Amen? We should do that every day. But we have to pick days to do that. And today, we're going to put aside our differences and love one another. Now I'm going to ask something. How many people came in here and you sat with somebody you know? And most of us do that. If you look at Sunday, probably the most segregated day of the week, because you go where you know somebody. Amen. But today I want you to say something to somebody you don't know. We're going to have a prayer moment in a little bit, and I want you to pray with somebody you don't know. How about that? Can you do that for us? Why don't you pray with somebody? It's easy to grab somebody you know. You probably even know what all their problems are. But grab somebody you don't know who may have an issue or two, okay? I'm Mark Burnett. I'm the Vice President for Student Affairs at Tennessee Tech, and I am. But I'm also the pastor at Colonial View Baptist Church here in Cookeville. And I'm your Master of Ceremonies. Quite a few sheets of paper up here Marcia gave me, and so I'm going to try to keep it together. The National Day of Prayer live stream will be at the Capitol tonight, of course, at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's at www.nationaldayofprayer.org. The local address, www.facebook.com, National Day of Prayer, Cookeville. And before we go further, I want to thank a few people. Stonecom Radio was here with a live broadcast. Thank you. Woodman of the World for the flags. Presley Funeral Home, who would normally do tents and chairs. We would still thank them because we would normally be outside. Ms. Chelsea Ivins, who's a field rep for Marcia Blackburn. Right there. Chelsea, stand up and wave at everybody. She came all the way from Knoxville to be with us. Amen. I don't know if Representative Ryan Williams is here. I have not seen him. Senator Paul Bailey, they're all in session, I guess. Mayor Ricky Shelton, my friend Ricky is here. Ricky, stand up. And my other friend, our county executive, and Mayor Randy Porter is also here. We have a couple of proclamations. We have a national presidential proclamation and a city proclamation. I will not read those, but you may go and see the national one, of course, on the website. And I'm sure Ms. Marsha will let you see the city proclamation if you so desire to read it. Amen. Our mission today, the National Day of Prayer, exists to mobilize unified public prayer for America. It's the first Thursday of May. It's an annual observance held on the first Thursday of May, inviting people of all faiths to pray for the nation. It was created in 1952 by a joint resolution of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. The task force here is a privately funded organization whose purpose is to encourage participation in the National Day of Prayer. The first call of prayer, believe it or not, was in 1775. Amen. 1775. Because of the faith of many of our founding fathers, Public prayer and national days of prayer have a long-standing and significant history in American tradition. The Supreme Court affirmed the right of state legislatures to open their sessions with prayer in Marsh versus Chambers in 1983. The significance of the National Day of Prayer is it enables us to recall and teach the way in which our founding fathers sought the wisdom of God when faced with critical decisions. It stands as a call to us to humbly come before God, seeking His guidance for our leaders and His grace upon us as a people. The unanimous passage of the bill establishing the National Day of Prayer as an annual event signifies that prayer is as important to our nation today as it was in the beginning. There's a short historical summary here. I'll just say, in 1775, the First Continental Congress called for a National Day of Prayer. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln called for such a day. In 1952, Congress established the National Day of Prayer as an annual event by a joint resolution signed into law by President Truman. In 1988, the law was amended and signed by President Reagan, designating the National Day of Prayer as the first Thursday in May. What a blessing we have in our nation. I will now call up a young lady whom I've been married to almost 36 years, my wife Tammy, to do our Pledge of Allegiance. Stay right there, stay as loud as you can. I know she can be loud, so.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
You may be seated. Well, I guess we've already had the praise and worship part. I had that second. I don't mind them coming back, but... but we've already had that. Is now, Marcia, if you want to come and explain just for a moment our small group prayer time.
I just love him. I want to thank you all so much for coming and being intercessors for our nation, our state, our community. I do want to announce there will be a mayor's prayer breakfast Wednesday, May 15th. I love National Day of Prayer. We're going to drop labels. It doesn't matter what church you go to. We're going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we're going to lift up His name for His glory, because the light comes to dispel the darkness and the division. And we are one in the bond of love under the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we will never apologize for that.
Amen.
We're under the guidelines and umbrellas of the National Day of Prayer, your national task force. Please go to their website. It is full of information. There will be a godly prayer service coming out of Washington, D.C. tonight from Washington Statuary Hall in the Capitol Building. So I thank you all so much for being here. And I've noticed in years past when we had small group prayer time at the end of the service, everyone would leave and we didn't really pray for each other. So last year our theme was unity. This year it is love one another. And we're going to walk it out. Take somebody's hand, like Brother Mark said, that you don't know, and pray for them. We all have things on our plate. Mark was up all night with his mom in the hospital. So, you know, things happen. Life can be hard sometimes, but the Lord Jesus has said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and He's taught us how to overcome by the word of the God that is living and sharper than an active. So we thank Him this day. We want to praise the Lord. We want to praise you all. Stand up, grab someone's hand, just praise Him, and pray for each other. It's okay. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to coverage of the Putnam County edition of the National Day of Prayer. This year's service moved inside to the Putnam County Courthouse because of the threat of rain this afternoon. It is, as you heard, an annual event that happens not just here in Putnam County on the first Thursday of May, but happens throughout America. Many Upper Cumberland counties and communities will be using this day as an opportunity to pray for one another and to pray for our nation overall. Love one another is the theme of this year's National Day of Prayer, which continues now as we look around the commissioner's room here at the county courthouse in downtown Cookeville. Folks getting a chance to talk and pray with one another and reflect on not only the theme of this event, but as you heard from Mark Burnett, those things that lay heavy on hearts, those things that affect our nation overall. Great music that started out today's day of prayer from First Baptist Church, led by Greg Huff, the minister of music there. And coming up, we will have specific prayers for various parts of the community, everything from families to churches to educators, business people. This is one of those events that people in the community look forward to every year and take the chance to spend a few minutes. Hopefully, it's in the beautiful outdoors, but again, that's just not the case today with the threat of rain that is impacting so many events across the Upper Cumberland during the course of this busy first weekend in May. Folks joining hands, sharing a moment.
Amen. You may be seated. Now we're going to have Dr. J. Mark Rogers come forth and something special for us.
Hello, how are y'all? Well, I am not the person to be doing this, okay? So you bear with me, and we'll do the best we can. I'm not really a musician, and I can't blow a trumpet worth a flip, okay? So if this happens, it'll be God. It won't be me. For those of you who don't have a tradition, perhaps, that this thing's moving, that would you please? About shofars, last time I checked, the Old Testament, it's still in the Bible, and maybe it's there for a reason, and seems like I remember reading somewhere that it says that we are born again, we are engrafted into what God has already done through the new nation of Israel. Jesus is a Jewish rabbi. He was born and died a Jewish rabbi. He upheld all the festivals. He fulfilled, did not do away with, he fulfilled every scripture in the Old Testament. For generation upon generation, people looked to him and he did his thing. Now, today we sang a song this morning, a hymn, and it was called The Solid Rock. And over, look at verse 4. Look at that very first sentence. When he shall come with a trumpet sound. Amen. Now, if you go back and look at the original Greek and Hebrew, he's not talking about that. He's talking about that. So personally, I want to know what that sounds like. Because when the eastern sky, let me get my directions here. When the eastern sky splits, there's going to be a whole lot of big people holding those things and making a lot of racket. Okay? So, for those of you on the radio, a shofar is a big animal's horn that has been prepared a special way according to Old Testament tradition. They are kosher, and they each make a different sound. I had one made out of glass one time, and you know what? That thing will not make a sound. Not a sound. And I think there's something spiritual about it. So, if you went shopping, you didn't carry this. You carried this. And when you went into battle, you probably weren't dragging this with you. you're probably using this. And I have six of them, and they all make a different tone. And I believe that based on the sound it made, that you would know where you needed to go, that Mark over on Free Street needs me to come running because I know the sound of his shofar. Okay? And in essence, all these are is one of these. And if you wanted to dial up heaven, you blew one of those in the Old Testament. So, I'm going to give this my best shot, okay? I told you. Holy Spirit, you got to do your thing here because I can't.
Thank you, Dr. Rogers.